So I mentioned several times the first book, business book rather, I ever read was Business by the Book by Larry Burkett. Along the way, I also read a book by Stanley Tam, rather, called God Owns My Business. And Stanley Tam owned a company, I believe it's called Plastics Industries USA, something like that. I should have got that. But it was in Ohio. It was right off I-75. And Stanley Tam ended up, it was a multi-million dollar company and extremely successful. U.S. Plastics, that's what it was called. So very easy to remember, U.S. Plastics. So anyway, Stanley Tam, long story short, he ended up tithing from his business 90%, and he lived on 10. So he gave away 90% of his money and lived on 10 and took care of his people, had a lot of employees, took care of his people. Just a neat guy, passed away recently, but just a neat guy. And I learned a lot from that book. I read it a few times. So what I'm getting to here is I read a lot. I became a Christian before I started McAfee, and I'm so glad I did. And I started operating under biblical principles from day one. What does that mean? That just means that I tried my best as a human to put God first in my business and take care of people, do the right thing, have integrity, pay my bills on time, represent God in my business well, business strong business ethics, all those types of things. That's basically biblically based. And I know the Bible doesn't mean a whole lot to people today, to a lot of people today, but it means a lot to me. And I've tried to run my business based on those principles from day one. And I learned more about tithing when I first got married. My wife tithed. I didn't necessarily believe in tithing. It was just something the reason I didn't believe it was just things I heard growing up, negatives about tithing. So I didn't necessarily tithe. And a tithe is, in the Bible, is a tenth. You give away 10% of your gross sales. Now, what I'm going to talk about today is divine directions. That's the title of this, divine directions. God has given me and many, many, many business owners and people divine directions in operating a business because God owns my business. He gives me the ability to manage it. I'm a steward of God's property, and I manage it the best way I can by again, taking care of people, paying bills on time, giving money away to people in need, families in need, children in need, groups in need, community in need, all those types of things, which we're going to touch upon today. But I'm just a manager of this property, and I do my best to manage it because I feel I'm going to be held accountable for how I manage it. And so I'm just a steward of God's property. And if you're a Christian, you're a steward of God's property too. So you're either being a good steward or you're being a poor steward. And there's many, many parables in the Bible about stewardship. And I know one's in Matthew 25, and I believe it's chapter 14, because it talks about the gifts, the talents, 5 talents, 3 talents, 1 talent, and what the guys did with the talents, who the owner gave them talents to manage. Very good chapter if you want to read it. Matthew 25, 14. And it's not too long. It's a great parable. Jesus told parables to help people change their life, think differently, and draw them closer to Him. Okay? So what we're going to talk about today is divine direction. God owns my business.
Hey, this is Greg McAfee, and welcome to the Greg McAfee Show. Now let's get started. All right, welcome back to the Greg McAfee Show, where we discuss steps to successful entrepreneurship, how to take your business to the next level, whatever that level might be, and follow your dreams. And again, today we're going to be talking about divine directions. God owns my business. You know, the Bible tells us that God created mankind. God created all of us with a unique ability to plan, build, manage, and grow things, including businesses. We are blessed to be able to do what we do. Never say, I did this. That's just the wrong attitude if you're a Christian. I know a lot of people that listen to this are Christians. And I know a lot aren't. I am not saying I am better than anyone by far, but I'm glad I know God. I have God in my life. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I run my business that way, and I'll get more into that. But while God is a sovereign king over everything, He has given us dominion over creation, and he chooses to delegate authority over specific domains to specific people. You know that some have become presidents, some have become kings, rulers, authority. Others are called to be a pastor. Others are called to be a teacher. Others are called to be a stay-home mom. Others are called to be blessed with families to nurture and grow. And some of us are called to be business leaders, entrepreneurs. And I accept that calling. That's definitely my calling. It was my calling from day one. So as a business owner, God has given us complete dominion over our business. And he not only allows us to make our own decisions about the business, but he requires us to. And he not only tolerates us reaping rewards from the business success, but he expects us to. And he wants us to be humble, servant-minded, not self-focused, not self-promoting, not selfish. We are to be a business that God has given us a platform to bless others with and glorify him at the same time. That is a God-owned business, and I accept that challenge. I say often, I'm not the owner of this place. I am not the owner of this place. I manage it, and I manage it to the best of my ability because God has blessed me to be able to do so. So what I'm going to talk about today are some benefits of relying on God's guidance in my business that God has blessed me to manage. And the first one is, because let me say this, if your business belongs to God, you'll have some of the following characteristics. And number one is moral integrity. Following God's guidance can help maintain high ethical standards, ensuring business practices that are honest and just. And, you know, if we're operating under a God-owned business, you better believe we better have moral integrity. Because if I didn't, I would not put God's name on this thing. He would not own my business. He would no longer own my business if I did not have moral integrity. I'd have to own it on my own because that's a human nature. That's a sin, and God does not want any part of that. So if I'm going to say God owns my business, you better believe I need moral integrity. And I'll tell you, in the trades of HVAC, plumbing, electrical, landscaping, lawn care, roofing, all those types of things, there's not a whole lot of moral integrity. Basically, those trades rip people off all the time. And there's little moral integrity. Now, do you have to be a Christian to have moral integrity? No. I know a lot of guys, I have friends who are not Christians who have a lot of moral integrity, and they'd give you their last buck and all those types of things. So I'm not going to say that you can't have any of these things and not be a Christian because that's not true. If you're not a Christian, you're just missing God in your life. You're missing out on an opportunity that you have no idea how much better life would be. All right. So number one, moral integrity. Number two, purpose-driven decisions. I love this. Aligning business goals with spiritual values can give a deeper sense of purpose to our work.
making business decisions more meaningful. So, purpose-driven decisions. God owns my business. I've got to make purpose-driven decisions. And what kind of decisions? Well, we make decisions every single day. And how do we base them on in a godly way, in a purpose-driven way, is prayer. Prayer. I pray about decisions. And, you know, I think I talked about this last week, but the Leadership Bible, it's for leaders. I mean, it's got a ton of stuff in here for leaders. It's got the Bible. The Bible's written, and then there's added stuff in here about how to apply it in your leadership. It's just good stuff. And so it's very purpose-driven, all right? And then you've got, this is a good one, stress reduction. Trusting in God's plan can reduce anxiety about the uncertainties of business, providing a sense of peace and stability. Now, does that say that as a Christian business owner, or does this say that if I tell you that God owns my business and I'm not going to have any stress and everything's smooth sailing? No, absolutely not. We live in the world. In the world, you're going to have problems. You're going to have trouble. And we have stress just like anyone else. But let me tell you something. How I handle it, I've been told, how I handle it is a lot different than a lot of people that don't have God in their life. And do I, you know, I have a rule. I need to vent. I need to vent for a little bit. I need to vent. I need to discuss it. I'm upset about it. Something major happened, and I just got to vent. And then once I'm done venting, I'm done. I mean, I am done with the entire thing. I don't want to talk about it again. We're moving on. It's history. I can't fix it. I'm out of control. Somebody made a poor decision somewhere, and we're moving on. And you know what? It normally comes out better. It normally ends up better. That's what I should say. But yeah, I have stress. Our team, they wreck trucks. They back into things. They run into homes. They have. And I think I told you once, they sniff keyboard cleaner, driving down the road, pass out, run into a city building, total my truck. And then he hit two homeless guys on a bench and broke one of their arm. I can't make that up, folks. This happens to someone who says God owns my business. Now, how can that happen? How can God allow that? Well, we have free will, and things are going to happen. I don't live in this. Just because I say God owns my business and I manage it doesn't mean God has me in a little bubble of protection. Now, believe me, I pray for protection every day. I ask God to put a hedge of protection around my company. I asked God a while back when we didn't have a leader in the United States to put a hedge around the United States because we have zero leadership right now. I definitely pray for that. I pray for my company daily. I pray for my team daily. And there's a percentage of my team who knows God. There's a percentage of my team who does not know God. There's a percentage of my team who do not want to know God. And I'll continue to pray for them, and I'll continue to witness to them the best I can, and I'll continue to ask for prayer requests during team meetings, and they speak up, okay? There's what's a prayer request? In my world, a prayer request is, please pray for my dad. Please pray for my mom. Please pray for surgery coming up. Please pray for our finances. Help me to get my finances in order. Please pray for my siblings. Please pray for my grandma. Whatever it is, it's a prayer request. It's not necessarily about me, the person asking for it. It's about someone else. It's a prayer request. And I ask for prayer requests during company meetings, and I get a lot of prayer requests, and we pray for them right there. All right? So, building community. It's all about community. If you're in business, it's all about your community. Your community supports you. Your community buys your services. Okay? So a business guided by faith should foster and support their community, and they should care about them. Among the employees, among their suppliers, among their customers, and it's the community. And they, if you're saying that God owns your business and you're getting divine directions, which I get divine directions from the Bible and from prayer, and sometimes from someone else. Someone will just call me up out of the blue, and I'll get divine directions. So building community is extremely important. And then you've got long-term vision. You know, God is not a short-visioned God. It's not. He's not a short-term God. He's long-term. He's looking down the road. He knows what's going on. He knows what's going to happen your entire life. And guess what? He knew that before you were even born. He knew your name before you were even born. I mean, we can't get our head around that. It's a God thing. It's much bigger than we are. So, but long-term vision, spiritual guidance can help focus on long-term goals over short-term gains, promoting sustainable practices and thoughtful growth. And I've talked about this before. It's all about long-term gratification. It's the long haul. We're in it for the long haul, folks. This is not a short ride. Even though God says a day is 1,000 years to him, it's something like that. It's for us, it's a day. And we're in it for the long haul. And the average person lives to be around 80 to 90 years old, and then it's over. And then you've got, we're only going two places. The Bible says we're only going two places. There's heaven or hell. Where do you want to go? I mean, it's entirely up. You live, the way you live is the way you die. That's just the way it is. So the next one is in inspirational leadership. You see, leaders who demonstrate reliance on God can inspire their teams, promote a positive and motivated work environment. It's powerful. I did not know God until someone told me about God. I did not know how to be a Christian until someone told me how to be a Christian. I did not know what I needed to do to become a Christian until someone told me how to become a Christian. So if you're a Christian and you're running a company and nobody knows you're a Christian, I'm going to question your Christianity a little bit. You know, because nowhere in the Bible does it say Christianity is a secret. Keep it to yourself. It's actually quite the opposite. So, inspirational leadership, very important. If you say my business is owned by God, then you better have inspirational leadership. You need to be inspiring someone. And then we've got wise resource management. Boy, that's a good one. Faith can encourage prudent and responsible management of resources. What do you manage? Well, you've got, you know, if you've got 10 people in your company or 100 people in your company or 1,000 people in your company, you're managing people. Now, if you've grown and you delegate properly and you fill in the management positions and all that stuff, you should be managing less people today than you did when you started. But you still manage people. That is a resource we are in charge of managing. And people are a resource. They are God-made. And we can encourage, faith can encourage prudent and responsible management of resources, considering the broader impact of business decisions on people, on the community, people, suppliers, people, team, people, all those types of things. And the whole planet. And the whole planet. We're responsible. We're responsible for our little piece of the planet. So basically, divine directions. God owns my business. What kind of divine directions have you been given lately? A profitable business is a blessed business. And if your business belongs to God, you'll have the following: moral integrity, purpose-driven decisions, stress reduction, building community, long-term vision, inspirational leadership, and wise resource management. Now, know this. My business should be a testament to my faith. When you walk in McAfee, please, if you would love to take a tour, call me, reach out to me, say something at the bottom here somewhere. But if you'd like to take a tour of McAfee, call me and we'll arrange that. Because when you walk into McAfee, it is extremely clean. There's nowhere in the Bible that says cleanliness is holiness. That's a myth. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a witness to other people on the organization, the structure we have, and how important it is for cleanliness. Because if our office is clean, if our trucks are clean inside and out, and everything else about us is clean, you better believe we're going to keep your home clean, since we serve 98% of our business is residential. Okay? So that's important. It's very important to me. So it's a testament to my faith. It's a testament to my God. I want to do things right. I want to do things with excellence. It matters to me. I don't have to be a $100 million a year company. I can be a $10 or a $20 million company. I can be a $5 million company. And it's a testament to my faith, how I run it, how I manage it, what kind of stewardship I have. It's not built on my strength, but on God's provision and guidance. Trusting God as the owner has freed me many times from overwhelming fear and has filled me with purposeful peace. Something just happened recently that would probably take a lot of people under. It would affect them. They'd be down for weeks. They'd go maybe even go into depression. I don't know. But again, it got me for a couple hours. And then we're moving on. And like the president we have today, I make things happen. I believe that's divine directions. I got divine directions on what to do, and I went out and did it. Do I hear an audible voice and he sits down across from me here and talks to me? No. But he talks to me when I pray in my spirit. And he talks to me when I read his word in my spirit. And he gives me direction, divine direction, that only can come from God. And trusting God as the owner has freed me up many times from overwhelming fear. Fear does not come from God at all. He did not give us the spirit of fear. And it's actually the opposite. It's purposeful peace. And that's what I like in my business. If you want to learn more about this, just ask me. I'll do my best to explain it to you better. This is a very short, 25-minute podcast where I just scratched the surface. So it was time to talk more about God here. I told you I'm the clean version for a reason. And God owns my business. I just manage it. You want to learn more? Send me a text. Give me a call, whatever it takes, okay? All right. Before we wrap up, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe below. You can also support this podcast by rating and reviewing on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Greg McAfee Show. No spaces, no underscores. Be sure to tune in next week. I'll do my best to keep challenging you. And thanks for listening. As always, carry on. God bless. Make this day the best day of your life, because we're not promised tomorrow. I'll see you later.